Yeah, and I'm still recovering from being sick. Not COVID. Not the Omicron. Just some other horrible thing.
Yes.
I wish it had been the Omicron. Then I'd have all that immunity. I vaccinated. God. So I sound like this again.
You sound fine. I think it might be more...
Oh, no. I think I sound a little bit congested and weird. But thanks.
Mildly. But I think that overall...
Well, it's not like I'm going to be listening to me.
That's no, true.
Okay.
Anyway.
Right? Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So
bring on the questions.
First question comes from Jammer250.
Great.
He says, how do I discuss buying a house under my name only with my girlfriend? I'm in my 30s and I'm a male. For context, I own For context, I own a rental condo that I would sell to help with a down payment on a house to live in. Currently, my girlfriend and I live together in rent. We've talked about it, but it remains unclear whether my girlfriend will put down anything significant towards the down payment. The rental I would sell would be a nice chunk of change. Any tips from those who have navigated a similar issue? How do you resolve the financial aspect of ownership versus your partner paying their half of the mortgage? Whenever I look at houses on Zillow, my girlfriend's always imposing things like, we need X bedrooms and a big backyard, and similar comments. I wonder if I'm leading her on in a way, but I feel like it should ultimately be my say in the end, especially as I would have the means to buy a house of my own.
Okay, I'm really confused. Okay, I just think, why are you doing this if you're not, like, super serious about her?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't even know that she's, like, do you ask her?
Mm-hmm.
And if she says no...
No to
then
what?
Then, of course, like, well, if she's got to tell him.
If she's
gonna... Well, I don't know if he's being clear with her, as clear as he is with this question. Like, first of all, I would start way, way back at the beginning, well before you buy a house. Because, I mean, in a way, it's like, look, you're living like a married person.
Mm-hmm.
And there are laws and rights that people have when they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't when they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if he's putting the money in, it should be in his name. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also other complications for him, emotional ones with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wonder, why aren't they married or why aren't they, like, it doesn't sound like he wants to commit to her.
Yeah.
It sounds like she would commit to him.
Yeah, even using a phrase like leading her on or things like
well,
that.
Well, duh, that's, yeah. It's like, well, totally, fuck yeah, you're leading her on, but why are you doing it? You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just the entanglement of breaking up with someone or not being sure, don't buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. But if you really want to buy something, then you don't want to be with her, I don't think. If you're more interested in, you know, leveraging your finances right now, which I understand, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
He can totally do that. Then do it. But don't deal with her too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be a lot easier if you really knew this is the person you wanted to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And that you got married and then you did that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very complicated. And money, oh my God, that could be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
An absolute mess in so many ways for him.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work out. Even if he owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of isn't fair to her. She's dumb to do it. I'm not saying she isn't responsible, but it's a little bit...
You mean it'd be dumb for her to put down payments if it's not in her name?
Yeah, well, fuck it. It'd be idiotic for
her.
She'd be renting from him,
as long as
it's a rental agreement. But she would have to know that.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify what you meant by
that. No, it would have to be a rental agreement. That's not fair
mm-hmm.
at all. But if she's living for free,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of not fair to him.
Right.
So I think if you were really generous and you wanted to buy a house and you love this person, you'd just marry them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't mind if they lived and you were paying the rent and all the bills or the house payments or whatever, when you love someone, you probably just get married and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this doesn't sound like he's sure about that part of it. Her.
Mm-hmm.
The her part.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's so, like, what's she thinking? What makes her think that she has any right to that house?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they agree to that in writing and make sure they are very clear that this is a rental agreement, that she's renting from him or subletting from, that is one thing, but she's got to agree to that. And I would actually get lawyers involved. Honestly, I wouldn't mess around with this crap
mm-hmm.
because you do not want to deal with if you have a breakup and you've got this going on, where's she going to go?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
Don't do this to yourself. Either break up and get the house and live your life. Because it seems like he's got some plans that just don't include her.
Right.
And if she's wishy-washy about paying, why do you want to deal with that? Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe guys have trouble with this because they don't feel comfortable with the emotional part of breaking up. They don't want to hurt her. They don't want to hurt the girl. They don't want to get hurt. They don't know how to deal. They think they don't know how to deal with that. They think they don't know how, mm-hmm. but they do. I think what they think is that it's easier, maybe for women, because women make it look easier, mm-hmm. and it's not. Mm-hmm. It is not easier. It is just as messy. I think that women are better at saying, I don't know, more words, mm-hmm. and maybe understanding some of the nuance, but I don't think that makes them better at it. Mm-hmm. And I think guys kind of feel bad about that, like they don't think that they're sufficient in breaking up or being able to assess that, and they are. Mm-hmm. They're actually very decisive usually. Mm-hmm. So I think that guys underestimate their ability to handle these things. Mm-hmm. And I think they get confused by what they're hearing from maybe their girlfriends or wives or whatever in arguments or in a breakup or even friends or sisters. It's so nuanced that it can almost seem confusing. Mm-hmm. And maybe it seems like you don't know what you're doing because mm-hmm. you're not understanding all this stuff that they're saying. You don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that your way is valid. Right. As long as you're being like a decent human being.
Yeah.
You know, not being demeaning or rude. Mm-hmm. But just like you can be a caring person and be decisive and to the point. And it doesn't sound to me like he wants to be in a relationship with this girl.
Right.
I think he's attached to her. Mm-hmm. I think he might love her, but is he in love with her? Probably not. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how you are together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she is. I don't know. I don't think she is either. Because that's not really fair to him.
No.
That's putting him in this position. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can see that the person you're with has these ambitions, these goals, and you're getting in the way of that, like, that isn't really loving, is it?
No, it's not.
Like, if he wants to do all this with his money and, like, see how he can leverage this and that, and that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And I would want to support that.
Right.
I would never want to be a burden. Mm-hmm. And I think she's kind of being a bit of a burden. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she has the right to ask for this and that in the house if she's not paying for the house or if they're not married. Mm-hmm. But I think she might resent that.
Interesting.
And maybe that's why she's doing it.
Interesting.
So that's not good for anybody.
No, that isn't.
They both have their faults here. Mm-hmm. But I think what they both don't want to deal with is that maybe this isn't the right relationship for them. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if she cries. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you do. It's okay if people feel bad. Because you would be better off seeing this for what it is now and hurting now so that you don't hurt more, way more. Down the road, both of you. Mm-hmm. How old is he?
In his 30s.
Dude, you're not ready. You just don't. You want to do some other things first. Mm-hmm. And you should. Mm-hmm. You'll regret it.
Next question?
Sure.
Okay. This one is from a user named Pie Not Pie. The first pie is P-I-E. The second one is P-I-E.
I thought that was part of the name, the whole sentence you just said.
Oh, yeah. No,
like, that's very creative.
It's Pie Not Pie, so I guess they're saying the
I don't care.
The food pie, not the number
pie. Oh, Pie Not Pie. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of a clever whatever.
You wouldn't know that. You like it, don't you? It's funny.
It's weird.
Because you're good at math.
I wanted to explain it.
It's a math joke.
Okay, so this person.
Math food joke.
This is a longer one.
Okay.
So I FaceTimed my girlfriend over the weekend and immediately noticed that her lips looked bigger. I asked if she got lip injections, but she denied it and redirected me to the lipstick that she was wearing. I let it go, but she called me... But she called me 30 minutes later to tell me that she did, in fact, get lip injections.
Oh, she felt bad.
Her lips look comically big, but she told me this is due to the swelling. This is probably true since her lips look very bruised. However, I'm completely turned off.
I get it.
This girl already has nice lips, and I've never, not once, even thought that her lips were too small. In fact, they were already pretty nice.
Aww.
I saw her a few hours later and looked pretty bad. Literally a duck face. She told me that she got a small amount, half an injection, something like that, and it cost $500. I honestly couldn't hide my disgust.
That's okay.
I told her I wasn't into it. I felt bad because I want to be supportive, but the entire idea is just a big turnoff. She said she's felt self-conscious about her lips for a long time and just wanted to try it out and that it wasn't permanent.
Oh, boy.
I feel conflicted because both men and women do things to enhance our appearances, and I would want to be supportive. I guess I'm just having a larger problem with her appearance as of late.
I get it.
We're in our late 20s, and she's still dressing like we're going to hang out at the skate park and we're going out for a nice meal.
Oh, boy.
She's been wearing these fake plastic nails because they're cheaper than going to the nail salon, and she doesn't want to learn how to paint her nails better. For the first time in a year, she tried painting them the other week and asked me what I thought. I told her honestly that it was just okay, but if she put more time into it, she'd probably get better. I want to ask you guys what you think about lip injections. I'm sure her swelling will go down, but I feel like I just don't trust her judgment anymore either. Between the clothing, the nails, and now the lips, I'm totally turned off. Am I out of line here?
No, no, and I'm not judging her for... I'm not mocking her. This is not why I was like... The way I responded might sound like I was... It's not like that at all. It might be a deeper problem with her that he's sensing.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be what's upsetting him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's just the lips or... And I think the turnoff is deeper. I think it's what that indicates to him about her that he may not have known,
mm-hmm.
which is that she's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And about things that are pretty shallow.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean she's shallow. That doesn't mean that at all. I'm not saying that about her. I think that it's definitely an indicator of a problem with something in her, how she feels about herself. And I would really question what happened to her younger, who criticized her lips. Someone made fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you money. Someone that mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And something was emphasized in her home that was very superficial and really quite sexist, to be honest. And I'm not like a feminist at all, but that's kind of sexist. I like this guy. I think that's great that he feels this way. That's very genuine. That's lovely, actually. And I would never, oh, that makes me upset that he has to question his own, the way he feels.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, the reason you feel that way is because you have a good, genuine heart.
Mm-hmm.
You liked her as she was.
Mm-hmm.
And when people start changing things on the outside, that's to usually try to fix something on the inside. And he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He senses that. No, you're not wrong. You do not need to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong. And if you care about her, which you clearly do, or else you wouldn't have picked up on it. And plus, he's probably not drawn to that because he's secure.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't lose that. Don't dumb yourself down for anybody. And I don't mean she's dumb, but I mean these kinds of behaviors aren't necessarily healthy for her. I just don't think they're healthy societally.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, yeah, of course, there are people, you know, I've known people who, for whatever reason, you know, I had a friend who had a chin that was very weak. She was really cute, though. But it was because of rheumatoid arthritis. It prevented her jaw from growing properly, and she was just so self-conscious about it her whole life. Some people are like that because maybe they're born with a, like, really... big ears, and it really, really bothers them their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That's different, but this is not the same.
Yeah.
And this thing that where she's dressing like she's young,
mm-hmm.
like there's something going on there, and if I think he's growing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think she is. I think she's stunted here.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was just for her, I don't know that he would be comfortable doing this. He might be. He sounds very intuitive, actually. There's something going on there, and what you're picking up on is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I would talk to her about it, and maybe don't talk about any of the other, like, the aspects of how it looks.
Because
I don't think it's how it looks. I mean, it's a turnoff. Yes, how it looks is a turnoff, and I can see why, because it's very artificial.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because you're a genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
That's something deeper in you.
Mm-hmm.
When you appreciate authenticity, it's usually because you're authentic yourself.
Yeah.
Or you really want to be, right? You want to get closer to that. When you see someone that you care about moving away from that, you might think you're being this judgmental person, and you're not. That's a deeper conviction.
Yeah.
And it's really loving.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not about how she looks. It's about why she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's his gut.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let anyone tell you. You explore. You ask until you're satisfied. And... if you don't get anywhere, give it a rest. Take some time, you know, whatever. And then ask again. But if you don't get anywhere, keep trying. But if you don't get anywhere and she's resistant to that, I think there's even a bigger issue at that point. He's always apologizing in this, too.
Yeah, he wants to be supportive.
He's qualifying everything. It's like, no. The most supportive thing about this guy is the fact that he has the sense to pick up on the fact that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That she's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's picking up on.
Yeah.
And that upsets him.
Mm-hmm.
And to think he has to qualify this and cover it because the world's telling him to, when he's deeply caring,
mm-hmm.
without being wussy,
Yeah.
But being really smart about it, mm-hmm. and deep, and I don't want him to change.
So this last one comes from the username It's Wrote. Not sure what that means, but here we go. Okay, so the title is My Past Holds Our Relationship Back.
Does she tell him that?
Well, we're going to find out.
I feel like she's telling him that.
My partner, 30-year-old female, and I, 31-year-old male, got together
Your past is holding us back.
I, 31-year-old male, got together because we both fell out of love with our other halves and found each other whilst still being in relationships. As I said, I'm not proud and I do not condone this behavior.
Whoa, you didn't say you weren't proud.
I skipped a couple.
He had a lot of who cares? Stuff.
Yeah, this is a long one. So...
God, people are going to get annoyed by me.
I have also... No, they won't. So I have also promised myself that this will never happen again, as it's wrong and comes with many complications. Due to the way my partner and I got together, this is holding the relationship back, and she has huge trust issues with me. Also, she went through my phone at the beginning of the relationship and still does.
Doesn't he have the trust issues?
Well, wait.
Sorry.
Also, she went through my phone... She's Also, she went through my phone at the beginning of the relationship and still does.
I have trust issues with her. I have many.
Hold on. But when she went through my phone at the beginning of the relationship, she had seen messages that she deemed inappropriate while I was with my ex.
Why did you let her go through your phone?
These messages would be along the line of a girl saying to me on social media, quote, you're good looking, end quote, for example. And my reply might have been, quote, you're not too bad yourself.
What kind of social media is this?
I fucking
Twitter?
Instagram.
That'd be weird.
He's flexing his abs on Instagram. I don't know.
Is he?
I'm just making that
up. Oh my god.
So as you can see, my past is holding back our relationship, and she just cannot let go. No matter how much I console her and reassure her, she demands that I not talk to any women, period. Even if the conversation is simply platonic. I have often built rapport and friendships with both men and women without having any sexual or romantic agenda. It is who I am. I like to be social, and it has often served me well.
It's who you are that you don't want to have sex with every person you talk to?
Yeah. Okay. For example,
it has landed... That's who I am, too.
For example, it has landed me many jobs and good opportunities.
To not want to have sex with every single person you meet? Yeah. Good for you, buddy.
I'd love to get thoughts from this forum. Should I never speak to
That's
women...
That's a shame that he would love to get thoughts from that forum. Poor guy.
Should I never speak to women again? Should I change my personality and who I am? That's the goal.
Yes, change everything for this idiot. I say yes. Dump her. Goodbye. If this is true. Like, you know how people love to tell their side of the story and it always makes them sound like, oh, so I can, you know, that, you know, aside, which, the, you know, we don't have her. But what the? Don't let anyone go through your phone, period.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Men or women, that is wrong. That is crossing the line. These are like no boundary relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, no. And if they don't want that, then that's great. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
What is the problem here? You know, this is not good, okay? No. Nobody gets to look in your damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's your business. That is your business. They've got to build trust with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes time. You don't learn it from checking your boyfriend's phone every week.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Why would you want that girl? I wouldn't want anyone like that.
No.
I'm just picturing this relationship down. Don't talk to any humans. Talk to dogs. Then she'll get jealous about the dog. Then she'll think, they'll have to say, I don't have sexual feelings towards pets. And they'll think that sounds normal and ask that question on Reddit. And then people will... Like, that's nuts. She's nuts. Oh my god. This guy has got to deprogram himself. Because he sounds very programmed. Mm-hmm. We fell out of love and... No, you don't... You didn't say that.
We fell out of love.
I've never heard a guy say that in my life. Naturally, from his own heart.
Out of love with our other halves and found each other.
No, I feel that she said that. Like, this is how it was. No, it's okay. No. And I feel bad because I feel like I'm mocking all women and I'm just certain women, just certain crazy people.
These three that
they're crazy people, not, I don't care who they are. They're crazy is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy. Bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do with people like that And I think guys worry about this a lot too, actually. In my experience, which is vast and a plenty for some reason, but they don't want to hurt the girl. It's like, well, yeah, it'll seem that way at first, but don't you think that's bad for her too? I mean, is it good for her to act this way? Is that the best thing for her? How would you feel if you had to check your girlfriend's phone every week? If you were so insecure, should you be in a relationship if you're that insecure? Are you emotionally ready for a relationship? Who are you going to hurt if you get into a relationship and you're that paranoid? Who's going to be hurt by you? She would hate that if she's got a soul, which I'm sure she does, but I'm serious. Like, that person needs help. And you might be the first thing that sends her the opposite direction, because she's going to have to look at herself. She can either choose to or not, and then find some other sucker. And then one sucker after another sucker. And that's her problem. But you've got to be firm in your boundaries and stick to them. She's not, that's not a catch. Hell no. You want a stalker? What, you want to propose to this stalker? That's psychotic. Can you imagine grabbing your partner's phone as if you have the right? Plus, I know that anybody who acts like that, because I've been around them, I'm related to some of them. I didn't choose to be around them. But you know, that's not stable. That's fucked up. There are sane people in the world. That's bizarre. I mean, I have no desire to do that. We all have that urge. We all get jealous. We all feel those things, but you don't act on them. And it's, talk about a turnoff.
Yeah.
And then, oh, this poor guy, he's so programmed. He's like, well, this is the story of us. I don't think he cares.
I just think it's insane how he keeps saying my past, my past, my past.
Well, what past?
But
that's the funny part. I'm like, what past? Isn't it the same past?
Well, that's exactly. It's like you both cheated, presumably, on your
same or not. Years. I don't know.
I think that's how I'm reading it.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, but let's just go by their marketing scheme. The one that she force-fed him and wrote, typed out, and he read. And,
so it's like, wait, didn't you do the same thing? So why is it?
But that's the problem with people when they don't trust themselves. It doesn't matter if you have issues and you're socially inept or you know how you feel. You do. We all do.
Yeah.
And just because you aren't great at some things doesn't mean you don't know how you feel. And that you shouldn't listen.
And thus concludes the second episode of Girlfriend Translator.
You're fucked.